So looking at the structural factors in relation to identification and reporting in particular, we know that legislation and the organisational policies can have an impact on how sexual abuse and sexual exploitation are identified and reported by organisations. And some have argued for the introduction of mandatory reporting to overcome the institutional and professional reluctance to refer cases to child protection services and to the police. Unfortunately, research messages on mandatory reporting are still very mixed. So the research in Australia looks specifically at the impact on reports for child sexual abuse. And the expert's opinion is still very divided. It was found that it did lead to an increase in reporting of cases, but it also led to an increase of unsubstantiated cases. And opinion is divided about what the impact is of having that that dual result. So views are mixed as to whether it's helpful to have unsubstantiated cases reported because it may be helpful if it means that the child and the family gets access to support at an earlier stage. There is also the view that it could be harmful in that families and children are referred into a system where they don't get a helpful response, and that has a damaging impact on their willingness to talk again, and also on the relationships in their family unhelpful referral. So further work is needed, really, to consider some of those issues. Unfortunately, as has been said, in relation to identification and reporting, we found little evidence on the financial aspects and the costs of different approaches. And further work is needed to develop this. The research from Australia and from other countries on mandatory reporting shows that if this is going to be introduced, then additional resources would be required. But the costs will, of course, vary depending on the nature of the particular approach that's taken. And this is something that could be tested, maybe, at different community levels. We also know that providing resources for additional training and producing resources for practitioners like toolkits and guidance on interviewing and assessment methods can be very helpful, but they're not going to be effective if organisations lack the resources and the sufficient capacity to respond. We found a number of messages from this part of the research that are aligned with the inquiry's concerns about professional issues. The research supports the general conclusion that professionals need to have training so that they can identify and be aware of the barriers that children have in reporting sexual abuse and sexual exploitation, and also training that would equip them to also take a more proactive approach to identification that would move them beyond relying solely on disclosure.